A magnitude 4.0 earthquake rumbled under Redway earlier this Tuesday morning. So KMA News contacted our local earthquake specialist.
Hi, I'm Lori Dengler. I'm an emeritus professor of geology at Humboldt State University, and I study earthquakes and tsunamis.
Dengler shares details on the early morning earthquake.
At 2:48 a.m., to be precise, some of you may have felt kind of a jiggle. It probably wasn't super sharp because that earthquake was fairly deep, about 21 miles beneath the surface, and about 13 miles northeast of Garberville.
This earthquake was unique due to the fact it occurred inland.
And you're right. Most of our earthquakes are in the Triple Junction area or offshore, and this one very clearly was not. But it actually is related to the same tectonic system that drives those offshore earthquakes and the Mendocino Triple Junction events. So it's actually kind of an interesting earthquake.
Northern California, and specifically Humboldt County, is considered one of the most seismically active regions in the contiguous United States.
If you kind of think about our area, Cape Mendocino is really important. It's not only the westernmost point of California. It's really where the world of the San Andreas and the world of the Cascadia subduction zone meet. That's why we call it the Triple Junction. So south of Cape Mendocino, we have the San Andreas Fault and a whole number of other faults that are sort of oriented north-northwest, where the two sides of the fault move like cars on the freeway. That's the whole, you know, San Andreas world all the way down to Southern California. North, we have the Gorda Plate, which is offshore and being created at the Gorda Ridge, which is on the order of 150, 180 miles off the coast.
The Gorda Plate has been of concern for some time, as you cannot predict when an earthquake will occur.
That Gorda Plate system is currently stuck along the Cascadia subduction zone interface, and sometime in the next 2 to 10 to 50 to 200 years, we'll have another really big earthquake on that system. That edge is also underneath us. So you can kind of imagine that it's being pulled, that whole plate's being pulled, and the southernmost edge of it is pretty close to Garberville. And that earthquake that some of you may have felt at 2:48 a.m. this morning was really close to the southern edge of this subducting Gorda Plate. That's why it was fairly deep. So it's an interesting earthquake in terms of the tectonics. It's related to the stuff that's happening offshore, but it's underneath us rather than offshore.
Dengler believes that earthquakes like these that do not cause damage should be used as a drill to prepare.
Every time we have an earthquake, it's always a good time to rethink, okay, what am I going to do if I have, you know, if I experience a stronger earthquake? And most important thing is when you feel the ground shaking, to drop down to the ground, or if that's not safe for you to do, to stay sitting where you are and not move. If you can get under a sturdy desk or table and hang on, that's the safest place, but only if it's right nearby. I don't want you running across the room to do that because you might be injured in that process. So if there is a sturdy table or desk right next to you, get under it. Stay there until the shaking is over. If you are outside, it's always a good idea when the ground starts shaking just to get down on the ground. I like to do it because I get to feel the shaking better when I'm on the ground. But also just, again, to keep yourself from the instinctive running and to sort of pay attention to what's going on around you. I always suggest getting into the habit of counting, just because counting is a good way to deal with your adrenaline rush. When you start counting, you can remember to breathe. Breathing is always a very good thing to do when you're in an earthquake. And it will also give you a sense of just how big an earthquake is. If you count to 12 or 15 seconds, then, you know, it's probably a magnitude 5 or smaller. Once you get up past 30 or 40, we're probably talking 6 or 7. So it actually gives you a sense of just how big an earthquake we're dealing with.
Dangler stated that it's been proven that running during an earthquake is the most dangerous thing a person could do. And members of the public should always remember the golden rule: drop, cover, and hold on.
The second thing you need to really think about while that ground is shaking is, am I near the coast or am I away from the coast?
Notably, earthquakes can also trigger a tsunami.
The good news is that most of the places we live and work in Humboldt County are outside of the tsunami zone. And if you're outside of the zone, well, you should be concerned about the safety of your house, but your house is going to be the safest place to be.
You can look up if your home, workplace, or school is in a tsunami zone by visiting the Redwood Coast Tsunami Working Group's website. That's www.rctwg.humboldt.edu. Homeowners should prepare their homes for earthquakes, like installing child locks in cabinets to prevent flying dishes, or by removing big objects that could fall and cause injuries.
One of the problems on the North Coast is many of us have wood-burning stoves, and if they're not securely anchored to your structure, they could topple over. Back in 1992, with our 7.2 earthquake, about 70% of the wood stoves in the Petrolia area toppled over, and more than half in the Ferndale area. So it is worth knowing how to put a fire out quickly. It's also really worth anchoring that stove to the foundation so that it's not going to slide or topple. But for most of us, staying in our home, and hopefully we've stored some food and supplies and water and first aid equipment, so we can be comfortable in our home for 1 week, for 2 weeks, because if we have a really strong earthquake, we could certainly be on our own for that amount of time.
Again, the golden rule of an earthquake is
drop, cover, and hold when the next earthquake happens.
For more information,